It's said that the ancient Greek inventor Archimedes figured out how to calculate a metal's density. It was his famous Eureka moment. The king of Syracuse had asked him to find out if the royal crown was made of solid gold. More recently, Oakland teenager Mark Anthony Waters of Youth Radio has faced a similar quandary. In this case, the jewelry in question is not a royal crown, it's a dental one, a fitted gold tooth covering, known in hip-hop parlance as a grill.
The first time I wore my grill, I was given a presentation under a projector light. As soon as I started talking, everyone was like, ah, and I was like, what's wrong with you people? And they said, your grill is blinding us. The grill blinded my mom, too.
Oh my goodness, that is ugly, that's tacky. What purpose does it serve other than the shock value or something.
Well, I wouldn't tell my mom this, but to me, the grill was like the ultimate symbol of masculinity and secretly substituted for what I felt was my lack thereof. But then my mom said,
is that really real?
Damn, my mom busted my bubble with that question. What if this thing is fake? I got even more worried about my grill when I talked to my coworker, Orlando, about his.
They implied when I bought the grill that it was real. They implied that it was 14 karat gold. And I knew there was something off because the top, my top grill and my bottom grill were slightly different color, yellow gold. So I knew that, there was something a little fishy going on.
So, seeking the VIP treatment, Orlando and I bypassed the pawn shop and head up the hill to UC Berkeley. We showed our grills to geologist Kent Ross.
Is today your first time seeing the grill?
Yes.
So I'll never come to UC Berkeley and find Kent Ross with the grill in his mouth?
I don't think so. I stay at home and read books a lot.
But he actually spends a lot of his time with an electron microscope. It looks like a small microwave. Ross sticks our grills inside, triggers the electron gun.
Electron beams make solid materials give off X-rays, and those X-rays tell you what elements are in the material.
And on a nearby computer screen, a series of peaks start to appear on a graph.
The bigger peaks are the more abundant elements. So the fact that the biggest peaks we see are the gold peaks indicates that there's a lot of gold in this area of this grill.
By this area, Ross means the grill surface. I want to know if the grill is solid gold. So Ross says we need to do a density test.
Okay, so I need to re-zero this.
It's an easy test. All we need to do is measure the weight of the grill in water, then in air, to find its density.
Density means weight per unit volume.
Then, Ross checks our results against gold's established density.
I'm going to go into my office and look in a book and find out what the density of gold and copper and silver are.
While the density of my grill reveals that it's 14 karat through and through, Orlando's is just a little too light.
It looks like there has to be some low-density, cheaper core inside of it, and that the gold coated on the outside.
I'm crushed. Nah, man, like, I don't know. Like, I thought that, like, I didn't believe those people at all these gold teeth shops were selling solid gold grills. Like, you know, it is what it is. Fake it till you make it, or just make it.
And now that I think about it, it would have been funny if my grill were fake. Like my alter ego dreams of transforming myself into a thug just because I got a grill. I realized using gold teeth of any kind, solid or plated, to change my life was ridiculous. I still don't want my intelligence assaulted by phony merchandise, but I'm no longer trying to prove my masculinity based on the things I buy or the sparkle off my smile. For NPR News, I'm Mark Anthony Waters. Baby, it's the Iceman powwow. Yeah. I got my mouth looking something like a disco bow.
Yeah. I got the diamonds in the ice out. Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editor is Jerry Holmes. The staff includes Julia Buckley, Andrea Hsu, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Chelsea Jones, Viet Le, and Rhonda Ray.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.